Thanksgiving is extra special at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Again this year, Rhythm Kitchen will be open Thanksgiving Day, serving a traditional Cajun Thanksgiving dinner, including fried turkey, fried catfish, and Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous jambalaya. Plus, Cajun stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, a cold salad bar, and of course, Thanksgiving pies. It makes me hungry just thinking about it. Celebrate upstairs in the ballroom, enjoying their Thanksgiving buffet beginning at noon, or downstairs seating starts at 4. Or if you prefer to eat at home, a family-style Thanksgiving dinner is available for takeout with a minimum 24-hour pre-order. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. This year, make it a Cajun Thanksgiving at Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
We are still trying to figure out what it is that happened on Tuesday. Nationally, about as good a night as you could expect for the Republicans. They're going to probably add seats in the Senate. The losses were mitigated in the House. They still lost control of the House. What does that mean for the next 2 years? And what does it mean for the reelect effort in 2020 for the President of the United States? Mark Lauder joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. He is with Lauder Communications, also a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, works closely with Vice President Pence, and he joins us. First of all, Mark, what did you make nationally? We can talk a little bit about what happened here in Nevada, but what happened nationally on Tuesday night? Was it half a loaf or was it a pretty good night?
No, I think it was a historic night for Republicans and definitely not a blue wave. We got to remember that this is only the fifth time in the over 100 years since senators started getting directly elected by the people that the party in power in the White House has added seats in the United States Senate. I mean, even Ronald Reagan lost 26 House seats and held firm and no gain either way in the Senate. So it's quite a historic feat in the Senate. And I think it positions the president very well for his reelection.
I want to ask you what's going on in Florida. And it's two counties, Palm Beach and Broward County. And somehow both the Senate and the gubernatorial race are being held up. What's going on down there?
Well, you know, it's very concerning because on election night, you saw both Governor Rick Scott win in that Senate race and Congressman Rick DeSantis win in that closely contested governor's race. And then all of a sudden, two Democrat-controlled counties held up their vote counting and all of a sudden started finding all these new votes. And like Rick Scott was up by 50,000 votes on election day. Now he's up only by 15. And they won't even tell people how many more votes they have to count. So it's very concerning. And this is a county in Broward County. Their county election official has a history and has been reprimanded for destroying ballots and a lot of just shady shenanigans. And it's absolutely clear right now that it looks like the Democrats are trying to steal that Senate and House and governor's race again. And but the president, the vice president, the national parties, they know about it. Governor Scott has filed a lawsuit on it. And much like 18 years ago, the lawyers in Washington, D.C. are all boarding flights right now down to Florida.
Can I ask you, you mentioned that Governor Scott did file a lawsuit last night. Can the courts help us at all?
Well, it will depend on obviously what the information is that is argued and uncovered. I mean, we gotta just ask. I mean, just on the face of it, you know, we voted on Tuesday. It's now Friday, and they're still finding votes and still counting votes. Can't tell you how many votes there are even left to be counted. I mean, you wonder what, you know, are they back there just counting votes until they get enough that they need?
I guess the question is, where are all these ballots coming from? I mean, they were supposed to have absentees done 30 minutes after the polls close. I mean, where are these ballots coming from?
And we don't know. We don't know where they're coming from. We don't know who's had possession of them. We don't know where they supposedly were, why they were missing. And at every step of the way, Florida has got very good reporting requirements following the fiasco of 2018 and how it looked poorly on the state in 2000 election. But these two counties just missed every deadline. Wouldn't turn in the vote count, wouldn't turn in how many ballots left to be counted. We still don't know how many ballots are left to be counted. And it's just raising a lot of questions. And there's also a lot of similar things, but not to that level, going on in Georgia right now in that closely contested governor's race.
Again, Mark Lauder joining us from Lauder Communications, also a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. What was the lesson we learned from the midterms, and I'm speaking specifically to some of the strengths with Democrats in with white suburban women, the suburbs in particular, Houston, Kansas City, places like that. Did we learn anything, and is there anything we can do about it between now and 2020?
Well, I think in a lot of cases there were we had a challenging map for us in the House because we had so many the highest number of retirements since the 1930s, but the Senate definitely favored the map favored us in the Senate. It's clear we've got to make sure that we are communicating to potential voters out there and our existing voters in a way that matters to them, and that's something I know that we'll be looking at. But I'll tell you, as we look at this, I really don't see any kind of fundamental shift going on right now. In many cases, you had red states going back to being red states after 6 years of being a blue state in the Senate. And in a lot of cases in these House races, you had Republican candidates who really didn't do a lot of the blocking and tackling you got to do. They were getting massively out-fundraised. And you did have a great effort by the Republican National Committee, the president, the vice president, to try to come in at the end and try to save them. But so much of that, and I think we talked about it earlier this year, you can't count on them to come in at the last minute. Candidates have got to do the basic work throughout the process.
I know one of the things, we have Dan Coats, who you may know of from Florida. We've got a lot of RNC people that have been here in the state of Nevada for a long time, and yet we came up way, 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 way short. Only one of the constitutional offices got wiped out in the Assembly and the state Senate. Yet they brought with them, the RNC did, a lot of technology. Are we finding that not just here in Nevada, but have we at least evened up the data wars with the Democrats?
Well, I would actually argue that we are way ahead in the data wars, and even Donna Brazile, the former Democratic National Committee chairwoman, who took over at the convention in 2016, talks in her book about how she walked into the Democratic National Committee and found their data and file to just be a mess, and that they've had basically no data operation. And the Republicans, that was something in an area where we excelled. It continued in 2018. And now it's just not having the technology being able to do it. We've actually got to get the right messages to the people. We've got to understand that, well, I understand in many cases people may not always like what is said or how it's said, but when you look at the results, it's hard to argue with the results that the president is accomplishing. And I think when we look ahead to 2020, it's going to basically be how much better are you off right now than you were 4 years ago, and why would you want to go back?
Mark Lauder joining us from the RNC. I'm curious, as we look ahead to 2020, There are a lot of things that look really, really positive for the president's reelect. Are you convinced that we can turn 63 million voters in 2016 into 66, maybe 70 million voters, assuming that the economy continues to go well? Could we do even better than 63 million?
I think we absolutely could. I'll tell you, Kevin, I traveled with the vice president and the president in multiple, probably two or three times a week over the last three, 4 weeks of this campaign cycle with them. And whenever we were at a rally with the president or the vice president, or in many cases both, you saw the level of energy, you saw the level of excitement. And I know for a fact that those people went out, not only did they vote, they talked to their friends, their neighbors, and had them vote too. We got to continue doing that. And here's the thing. We can't just quit now that the midterm is over, go back into our shells, and then start this process a year from now as we suddenly, you know, panic and get into the 2020 cycle. We need to start the messaging. We need to keep the work up, keep the communication going to people about the success that we're having in our country under President Trump. And that will definitely help us in the long term.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, because I get a lot of press releases from all kinds of groups. I got one from the House Majority PAC, where just in CD4 here in Nevada, they ended up spending $4.4 million in this election cycle. And people like Tom Steyer and Michael Bloomberg are pumping tens, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars into the election on Tuesday. Do we have those kind of people in the Republican Party? I just don't see them.
We do. We have quite a few of them. They don't take the high profile route that Tom Steyer does and others, but we have that. And I mean, let's also remember that while candidate level fundraising in the House, Democrats did much better. The Republican National Committee actually raised about, I think, four times the amount of money and had than the Democratic National Committee did. They were still paying off debt from 2016. And when it comes to the super PACs and the outside groups, we are very well positioned for that, but we've got to keep going. We've got to keep focused on it. It's the best way we can get the message out right now.
Well, we will find out what we find out. Obviously, we are still trying to assess what's going on in Florida, in Arizona. By the way, what's the latest you know from Arizona?
Right now, it looks like Kristen Sinema, the Democrat, is up, but that is not unexpected, because as this vote counting process goes on in Arizona over multiple days, we knew that over the last 2 days they were going to get to the absentee and early votes in Maricopa County, which is a very Democratic area. So we anticipated when those votes came in last night and today would push her up into the lead. And then as they move into the rest of the state, we expect that those votes, when they're started to be counted and reported, will push Martha McSally back over the top and eventually make her the new senator from Arizona.
We'll find out. We'll find out. Mark, it'll always
take days.
You say days or maybe weeks?
Probably days. I think they've got this like looking at maybe like middle late next week.
Very good, Mark. Always good, man. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you again soon.
Absolutely, Kevin. Good to talk to you.
There you go, Mark Lauder. He crisscrossed the country with the vice president and the president. It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. Stick around. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Brady will be first out of the gate. All the rest of you right behind Brady. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We've been talking about a lot of different stuff. Antifa attacked the home, vandalized the home of Tucker Carlson. What do you do? And because I this is what I see happening. Somebody, if Mrs. Tucker Carlson had been armed with a 410 shotgun or a Glock, felt like her home was being invaded, would she have been justified to take some of those members out? To my friends in law enforcement, tell me legally what you are allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Because this is getting serious. If folks at night can come and attack your home and vandalize your home with you in it. Now, fortunately for Antifa, Mrs. Tucker Carlson was cowering in a food pantry and not reaching for a shotgun or a Glock or an AR-15, would she have been justified? She honestly felt she was not the victim of a protest, but a home invasion. People dressed in all black. Would she have been justified to defend her homestead? Her castle, if you will? We always talk about the castle doctrine. We'll talk about that. Here's the number, 844. The number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. The mother of a victim in the California shooting tragedy who managed to survive the 2017 1 October said that she wants gun control and not thoughts and prayers after the death of her son. The grieving mom of Telemachus Orfanos was emotional as she told reporters she wants, quote, no more guns, unquote, after the latest mass shooting inside the Borderline Bar in Thousand Oaks. Quote, my son was in Las Vegas with a lot of his friends and he came home. He didn't come home last night. The woman continued, I don't want prayers. I don't want thoughts. I want gun control. And I hope to God nobody sends me any more prayers. I grieve with her for her son. I think we disagree on the solution. Clearly, this ex-Marine had some mental issues. And yet everybody always wants to pivot directly to do not pass go, do not collect $200, go straight to gun control. And that's what's so sad about this. The gunman opened fire inside the Borderline Bar, killing 12, including a police officer. One of the things we're going to get to coming up in our next half hour is this knee-jerk reaction to gun control. It seems to be the knee-jerk reaction. And the woman says, my son was in Las Vegas with a lot of his friends, and he came home. He didn't come home last night. And we grieve for her, for the memory of her son. We can't change that. But was this an issue? And by the way, the gun was legally purchased, et cetera, et cetera. He was using an illegal magazine. But otherwise, the gun was legally purchased. How do we deal with the mentally ill in this country? We'll talk about that coming up. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. And we'll find out this knee-jerk reaction. It's got to stop. It's not going to prevent tragedies like this. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. It's Friday, the beginning of the weekend. And after all of the stuff surrounding the election, I think a lot of us need a nice long quiet weekend. That's at least that's the way I'm approaching it. People said, "Well, what are you doing? You going out? You have a date? No. Have not figured out the weekend yet. But I'm working on it. Brady." You're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Yeah, you were talking about Antifa and how we can stop these people. I think I have an idea. I think some of these people start showing up at, like, Tucker Carlson's house. The National Guard should be alerted, or ICE if it's close proximity to the border, and send them people in. because this Antifa, which has been started under Barack Obama, Eric Holder, and Alexander Soros, the guy who's on the founding papers of Antifa, it's starting to get a little bit too extreme. And us new nationalist conservatives who carry a gun, we're not too happy with what's going on. The police ain't doing nothing to stop it. And like one of your previous callers said, I think it's time to rise up and bring your gun to the party. And if they keep showing up, let's show them who's boss.
Well, that may be what it comes down to. And I'm not talking about some organized group of nationalists. I'm talking about just people defending their castle. Now, what we found out from Tucker Carlson was that his wife immediately thought it was a home invasion. She called the cops. She cowered in a food pantry. What if it had been an ex-cop or an ex-military, somebody that was armed, and they thought it was a home invasion? Would they have been justified in taking down members of Antifa? I mean, there weren't just a few of them. There were there, at least from the video I've seen, it was what, 8 to 10 to 15 people? That's a home invasion. That's an attack on one's castle. Would Mrs. Tucker Carlson have been justified in pulling out a weapon and taking Antifa down? We'll see what you think. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Paul. Paul's in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, Paul.
Morning. Look, this information's for your listeners. This was December the 18th, 2012, at approximately 5:25 in the afternoon on CNN. Everybody knows Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who's a neurosurgeon and a chief medical correspondent for CNN. This is what he said in reference to mass shootings. This was after Newtown. We still don't know much about the shooter who lived in this home, but there is something else to consider. What medications, if any, was he on? I'm specifically talking about antidepressants. If you look at the studies of other shootings like this that have happened, medications like this were a common factor. Now, here's another one. This is 1998. Donald Schnell, S-C-H-N-E-L-L, Gillette, Wyoming. He was prescribed by, this drug was Paxil. Made by GlaxoSmithKline, and GlaxoSmithKline was ordered to pay $6.4 million to the surviving members of Donald Schnell's family. After he started taking Paxil, 2 days later, he killed his wife, his daughter, and his granddaughter.
Hey,
and
hey,
after
Paul?
That, he committed suicide.
Paul,
yeah.
Paul, is it not yep. true, though, that you can take isolated incidents and say, oh, that's bad, that's horrible, and we shouldn't be doing that? But isn't it true that these drugs also, I mean, any of the psychotropic drugs that we give our children, that it helps a lot of the kids and it helps a lot of adults?
Of course, but don't we all get that little pamphlet that comes with the medicine that says, your doctor feels that the benefits outweigh the risks? They know. And also, the FDA has a department, it's called MedWatch, where doctors report side effects of medications on their patients. And I'm going to end with this. Patrick Purdy, 1989, the guy that started it all in Stockton, California, he was on amitriptyline, an antidepressant, and an antipsychotropic drug, Thorazine. And then he killed a whole bunch of people. So if anybody says, I don't know why they did this, maybe we'll never know. Well, that's a very strong factor, and it may very well be what caused it. But if you were a drug manufacturer and you just had to cough up $6.4 million for one event, what would you do for one October where 58 people died? What would you do?
Yeah, good point. Paul, thanks. I appreciate it. He always brings facts and figures to the table. You ever notice that? I like that. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. But do you notice how a lot of people and a lot of grieving people always come back to the same thing? It's not drugs. It's not psychotropic drugs. It's guns. And now they are even rejecting our thoughts and prayers. I always thought that was a very nice touch. That they know that they are, well, that we are essentially with them. Anyway, one of the things that to me is important, you know, for instance, the weapon in question was purchased legally. Now, the question is, how do we take guns away from people who have mental health issues? And by the way, I don't know what the answer to that is. And that's why I come to you. That's why I come to you. Because to me, you know, this is all about, you know, people who are healthy, mentally and physically, and they're properly licensed and they're properly trained, should have access to weapons. But how do we keep the weapons out of the hands of victims of PTSD? I mean, this was a pretty squared away Marine. So the question is, how do we keep guns out of the hands of people like that? That's the question. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? A lot of people ask me that. Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's right, two for $3. You want to save even more money? Do what I do. Do what Wayne Allen Root does. Try Real Water Home Delivery. It's so easy. And you save tons of dough on your Real Water. They bring it right to your front door. Come on. What's not to like about that? Check it out for yourself. In fact, you can order Real Water Home Delivery right now. Just go to realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. We're going to take a quick break. You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us as we continue Live and Local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
For many employers, seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014. Or try the office, 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to 6 people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I love it. Nah, I really do. Coming up, let's go to cut 7. This is KM Juliet, a Harvard professor. She was on CNN last night, kind of a talking head, and talked about the, and again, she's a Harvard professor, and she was talking about the California Thousand Oaks shooting tragedy. And it, of course, prompted the usual gun control discussion. I want you to see how easy it is for them to pivot into gun control. Here it is.
I've sat in this chair, you know, 3 times in less than 2 weeks, just on mass shootings, let alone all the other news, whether at a synagogue, a yoga studio, or, of course, what happened at the bar. And we sometimes think just very quickly that gun, that, you know, talking about gun control only has to do with the type of gun, because he only had a handgun. The success of the NRA has prohibited us or has stopped us from even studying gun violence, from stopping loopholes that exist. And third, you know, essentially from expanding background checks. Now, in each individual, in this case, do I know that would have stopped it? Of course not. Mm-hmm. But if I look at the totality of what's happening in this country, we have to talk about the success of the NRA stopping just the common sense rules and regulations that are necessary to just at least minimize the threat of this now. It's not too early to talk about this.
James.
It's actually too late.
Too late. Too late for the 12 that died. But the question is, why does it always revert back to gun control? And I'm glad that they're looking into the background of the shooter. And there is a lot of talk about PTSD. And as sad as that is, this was a guy that was hell-bent on killing. And this was a guy that was clearly sick, mentally ill. But somehow we always revert back to, I mean, the liberals are always going to do that. By the way, I've been laughing over the last couple of days. Have you seen what's been going on with Jim Acosta? I mean, it's funny. Jim Acosta, and you know the story. Jim Acosta was his usual bullying self. Wouldn't give the microphone up. Some sort of college intern tried to take the microphone away from him, and he manhandled her. Last night, Dana Perino was on with, Chris Wallace. And they were discussing, this is cut 8, by the way, discussing the White House pulling the hard pass on Jim Acosta. I am so glad they did. And maybe there's some others, April Ryan, that ought to be next. But listen to this conversation between Dana Perino, she of the Five, and Chris Wallace, the host of Fox News Sunday.
I do know that a lot of Jim Acosta's colleagues are very frustrated with him. They, of course, defend his right to ask a question. But, you know, when he gets in the way of everyone being able to actually do their job and to fulfill that mission, I think that's a problem. And the other thing I would just say is one thing I learned from President Bush is, you know, find ways to de-escalate tension. And I think the problem here, Chris, is I don't know if either side wants to de-escalate.
No, I think actually both of them have made a calculated decision that it serves their purposes to continue this. The president knows that it's a good line and a big source of support on the trail and among his base to take on reporters. And Jim Acosta strikes me as a showboat who would like to get attention more than he'd like to get answers to questions. Having said that, I am troubled by pulling the hard pass because, look, you can argue he was a jerk and he deserves it. But obviously, at a certain point, you begin to wonder, look, Barack Obama, in effect, declared war on Fox News at one point. And interestingly enough, under a different CNN regime, CNN stood with us and said, look, if you're going to try to freeze Fox out, we're not going to participate in certain pool events either. We do have to stick together. But I got to say, Jim Acosta makes it awfully hard to have journalistic solidarity in something like
this. Pulling the hard pass seems a little disproportionate. But I also have to wonder if at some point Jim Acosta or maybe CNN needs to make a decision, like, who is this helping? You know, are we able to help fulfill the mission that we're trying to do, or are we actually getting into scrapes every day that are a distraction and takes away from what the unit of the White House press corps is there to do?
That then raises the question, what do the bosses at CNN see as their mission? In this particular case, is it to cover the news, or is it to make a scene?
Sounds to me like make a scene. No, it does. I'm serious. This guy is just out to make a name for himself. He wants to get his own cable news show. And the easiest way to do that is to fight with the president. I mean, the guy felt like, well, I'm CNN. I should be able to ask any question I want and as many questions as I want. And the president, you know, tells him to sit down. I'm just telling you, I think Jim Acosta, if Jim Acosta was nicer, I mean, do you remember back to the years of Sam Donaldson, the old ABC News White House correspondent? And he got into the it was during the Reagan years, I guess. But it was great stuff. I mean, to me it was entertaining, but it wasn't mean, vicious. It was respectful. And this guy's not respectful at all. And certainly not respectful of that college intern. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by our friends at Ichabod's Lounge. featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar. Boy, a great choice. A great choice for lunch today. Would you like to have a great lunch on a Friday? It's on East Flamingo at Pecos Ichabod's Lounge. Coming up, we're going to take you live to Northern Nevada. And a guy that brought much of his financial empire from the People's Republic of California to Mound House and Carson City. I mean, it's really fascinating. And by the way, this guy is a success. But he ran away from the regulation, from the taxation, from Governor Moonbeam, from Governor-elect Gavin Newsom. And he's created an amazing business. Just moved to Mound House, by the way. Yeah. Rico Aller will join us. I'm very, very excited. Also, they had protests last night. Did you notice that? In multiple American cities. And this was to protest, if you will, to help protect Robert Mueller's investigation. Matt Whitaker is the new acting Department of Justice Attorney General. Yeah. And one of the and believe it or not, all of a sudden, instantaneously, it was such a coincidence that in all these American cities, there were major protests. Thousands of people taken to the streets. Was that just coincidence? Was it grassroots? Or was it an organized effort aimed at further chaos? I vote for chaos. That's what I think it is. Also, you're going to hear Lindsey Graham having to walk back some comments he made about the president and about the possibility of firing the attorney general. Back in 2017, he said some pretty strong things. And then what did the president do just the other day? He fired the attorney general. So stick around. We got a busy hour. We are going to be sprinting to the finish line. No, seriously. We are not done. We are far from done. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? It's easy. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is the day we've been waiting for all week long, even through a midterm election. It's Friday, and it's live and local now. Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one done. Another one bites the dust, hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.